We continue in our scripture readings in the book of Joshua. Today we come to Joshua chapter 7. You'll find it in your pew Bibles on page 232. Now here we have the defeat of Israel at Ai and the discovery of Achan's sin and the need to deal with that sin. And we're reminded here how common it is for believers, when God has been good to us outwardly, to take him for granted and just assume that God's going to bless us. And here we have Israel learning that they are not to do that. Now, thank the Lord that he's kind-hearted. The Lord knows our frame. He knows we're weak. He knows that our best intentions are often going to be far short of perfect. But what really exercises the Lord are what the Bible calls high-handed sins, flagrant disobedience against God, and then expecting him just to go along with making things work out for us. And Israel's going to find out that things don't work that way. The situation is this. They had, by God's power, they had seen the overthrow of Jericho. The city was to be completely devoted to destruction. But this man, Achan, was tempted by the goods of the world. There was a costly robe, and there was a wedge of gold, and there was some shekels of silver. And he thought he was given over to covetousness, and he took them and he hid them in his camp. Now, Achan is a great reminder to all sinners that our sin is not hidden from God. If you have some sin that you're cherishing and you are deceiving yourself by thinking, oh, because my parents don't know, or my spouse doesn't know, or my friends don't know. No, God knows. There's no place where he can hide it, but God's going to find out where it is. That's what we see on the one hand. And we see how God chastises his people, particularly for high-handed sins. Often something will happen to a Christian, and they've gone through a sudden calamity or trial befalls them. And they'll say, well, Pastor, am I being chastised by God? And my answer is, well, if you are, you know what it's for. When Achan's name is called, the whole lot system is laid before us, and he's brought alone to stand before Joshua. And when Joshua says, tell us what you've done, he knows what he's done. And if you're being chastened by God for a high-handed sin, my pastoral advice to you would be to repent of it, because God is going to deal with it. And here we have that in his life. Most of our trials do not involve divine chastisement. We'll talk in our sermon about ways we suffer with Christ. But when we are flagrantly sinning against him in a rebellious way, we should not be surprised out of love when he's going to bring us up short. Well, Israel's going to lose a battle. They're going to suffer casualties. They're worried that the whole battle plan is going to fall apart. So the sin has to be dealt with. Well, one of the questions is, when we see that Achan is stoned together with his household and his remains are burned, does that mean he went to hell? Well, let me say that in Old Testament imagery, having your remains scorched by fire from heaven is a bad sign of the way you departed from this life. And yet, if the man trusted in the Lord Jesus, it's entirely possible that he was being made an example of. He certainly was. It's very possible that he, like many others, Hophni and Phinehas, for instance, in the New Testament, Ananias and Sapphira, seemed to be believers, and God is disciplining them. As we realize that God sees all of our sins. When I say maybe you're a person and God sees your sins, I mean all of us, of course. Achan reminds us that every one of us has the overarching need of the blood of Jesus. Let's confess our sin to God. We don't need to tell all our sins to everybody, but we need to confess to God. And we need to seek the blood of Jesus, lest we suffer a similar fate in the day of judgment. Well, with these things in mind, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, Joshua 7. But the people of Israel broke faith in regard to the devoted things. For Achan the son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took some of the devoted things. And the anger of the Lord burned against the people of Israel. Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is near Beth-Aven, east of Bethel. And he said to them, go up and spy out the land. And the men went up and spied out Ai. And they returned to Joshua and said to him, do not have all the people go up, but let about 2,000 or 3,000 men go up and attack Ai. Do not make the whole people go toil up there, for they are few. So about 3,000 men went up from there from the people. And they fled before the men of Ai, and the men of Ai killed about 36 of their men and chased them before the gate as far as Shebarim and struck them at the descent. And the hearts of the people melted and became as water. Then Joshua tore his clothes and fell to the earth on his face before the ark of the Lord until the evening, he and the elders of Israel. And they put dust on their heads. And Joshua said, "Alas, O Lord God, why have you brought this people over the Jordan at all, to give us into the hands of the Amorites to destroy us? Would that we had been content to dwell beyond the Jordan. O Lord, what can I say when Israel has turned their backs before their enemies? For the Canaanites and all the inhabitants of the land will hear of it and will surround us and cut off our name from the earth. And what will you do for your great name?" The Lord said to Joshua, "Get up. Why have you fallen on your face? Israel has sinned. They have transgressed my covenant that I commanded them. They have taken some of the devoted things. They have stolen and lied and put them among their own belongings. Therefore, the people of Israel cannot stand before their enemies. They turn their backs before their enemies because they have become devoted for destruction. I will be with you no more unless you destroy the devoted things from among you. Get up, consecrate the people and say, 'Consecrate yourselves for tomorrow. For thus says the Lord, God of Israel, there are devoted things in your midst, O Israel. You cannot stand before your enemies until you take away the devoted things from among you. In the morning, therefore, you shall be brought near by your tribes, and the tribe that the Lord takes by lot shall come near by clans, and the clan that the Lord takes shall come near by households, and the household that the Lord takes shall come near man by man. And he who is taken with the devoted things shall be burned with fire, he and all that he has, because he has transgressed the covenant of the Lord, and because he has done an outrageous thing in Israel.' So Judah rose early in the morning and brought Israel near, tribe by tribe, and the tribe of Judah was taken. And he brought near the clans of Judah, and the clans of the Zerahites were taken. And he brought near the clan of the Zerahites, man by man, and Zabdi was taken. And he brought near his household, man by man, and Achan the son of Carmi, son of Zabdi, son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, was taken. Then Joshua said to Achan, 'My son, give glory to the Lord God of Israel, and give praise to him. And tell me now what you have done. Do not hide it from me.' And Achan answered Joshua, 'Truly I have sinned against the Lord God of Israel, and this is what I did. When I saw among the spoil a beautiful cloak from Shinar and 200 shekels of silver and a bar of gold weighing 50 shekels, then I coveted them and took them. And see, they are hidden in the earth inside my tent with the silver underneath.' So Joshua sent messengers and they ran to the tent. And behold, it was hidden in his tent with the silver underneath. And they took them out of the tent and brought them to Joshua and to all the people of Israel. And they laid them down before the Lord. And Joshua and all Israel with him took Achan the son of Zerah, and the silver and the cloak and the bar of gold, and his sons and daughters, and his oxen and donkeys and sheep, and his tent and all that he had. And they brought them up to the valley of Achor. And Joshua said, 'Why did you bring trouble on us? The Lord brings trouble on you today.' And all Israel stoned him with stones. They burned them with fire and stoned them with stones. And they raised over him a great heap of stones that remains to this day. Then the Lord turned from his burning anger. Therefore, to this day, the name of that place is called the Valley of Achor. The grass withers and the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever and ever. Amen."